The composer Puccini died before he completed the last scene of his opera Turandot. His young friend Franco Alfano was commissioned to finish the opera from the master's sketches. But the complete version of Alfano's ending was never performed until 1982. Now the very first recording of this famous finale has been released, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
The world premiere of Puccini's Turandot took place at La Scala in 1926, nearly a year and a half after the composer's death. Toscanini conducted. It was already a highly charged evening. Mussolini had refused to attend the premiere because Toscanini had refused to play the fascist anthem, Giovinezza. Just before the final scene of the opera, right after Nessun Dorma and the death of the servant girl, Liu, Toscanini put down his baton and announced to the audience that this was the point where Puccini had died. He then stepped down from the podium. Puccini's inability to complete Turandot certainly caused a lot of trouble, considering how little music he actually had left to write. Toscanini was in charge, and the young composer Franco Alfano was not his first choice to complete the opera. Toscanini evidently made Alfano expand his original ending, and then Toscanini himself abridged it. It's this shortened version that gets performed. The plot of Turandot concerns a Chinese ice princess who doesn't want to marry. She agrees, however, to marry the man who can answer her three riddles. Whoever tries and fails, though, pays with his head. When a mysterious prince answers the riddles, Turandot is horrified. The prince offers to put his life in her hands if she can discover his name. Finally, he tells her his name, and she realizes that she's in love with him. It's the love duet, which uses earlier themes from the opera, that Puccini didn't finish. And even with a great actress like Maria Callas, the ending has always seemed an anticlimax. But Alfano's original ending is 4 minutes longer than Toscanini's abbreviated version, and it's really much more psychologically convincing. It fleshes out Turandot's reactions, gives her a little more time to accept her fate, to admit that she's fallen in love. Here's the moment of Turandot's first kiss on the wonderful old Callas recording. Now here's the same passage in Alfano's original version. This is from a new recording with the British soprano Josephine Barstow, the Italian tenor Londo Bartolini, and John Maucheri conducting the Scottish Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Barstow is an intensely theatrical singer. She and Maucheri help convince us that this is the better ending. Of course, no one knows what Puccini himself might actually have written. This London compact disc also includes the great finales from Richard Strauss's Salome, Luigi Cherubini's Medea, and best of all, Leos Janacek's The Macropolis Case. Barstow is quite terrifying as the 337-year-old Elena Macropolis, who finally has to face her death.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Josephine Barstow's recording of opera finales on London Record.